kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Kamakailan lamang, tinanggap ng mga Aboriginal groups ang paghingi ng paumanhin na ibinahagi ng Northern Territory Police Chief para sa mga hindi makatarungang pagtrato at karanasan ng First Nation Australians sa nagdaang 150 years. At sa harap ng higit 3,000 katao na nagtipon sa Northeast Arnhem Land para sa Garma Festival, nagbigay ng talumpati at paghingi ng tawad ang NT Police Commissioner na si Michael Murphy sa First Nations Australians.
I apologise in advance for any discomfort my words may cause, but truth-telling is critical for the Northern Territory Police to own its own part in its challenging history. Many Aboriginal have experienced this challenging history over many, many decades. So today, as the Police Commissioner for the Northern Territory, I unequivocally say I'm deeply sorry to all Aboriginal Territorians for the past harms and the injustices caused by members of the Northern Territory Police.
Aniya ang apology ay bahagi ng proseso ng paghilom at layuning maayos ang relasyon sa pagitan ng mga police at Indigenous Australians. Sa huling datos ng Closing the Gap targets, makikita ang pagtaas ng bilang ng First Nations people na nasa kulungan sa kabila ng 2031 target na mabawasan ng Indigenous incarceration ng 15%. Pinakamataas ang bilang ng mga nakukulong na First Nations Australians sa Northern Territory. Mas mataas ito ng 17 beses kumpara sa mga nakukulong na non-Indigenous Australians. Ayon kay Ginoong Murphy, kailangan itong masolusyonan.
Northern Territory Police need to be accountable for the past treatment of Aboriginal people. Intergenerational impacts of colonization, including poverty, ongoing disadvantage, and racism, are reflected in the overrepresentation of Aboriginal people that are incarcerated. This reality underscores the urgent need for us to intensify our efforts to close the gap and address these deep-rooted causes of dispossession and disempowerment.
Inisa-isa din niya ang nagpapatuloy na impact ng mga naging aksyon ng pulis, kabilang na ang intergenerational trauma dulot ng mga inalis na kabataan mula sa kanilang pamilya noong Stolen Generation era. Sa panayam ng NITV, nangako si Ginoong Murphy na babaguhin ang kultura sa NT Police Force.
That's my role as the commissioner. The buck stops with me. I am accountable for what the police offer and what service we do, and we've got a lot of work to do. I acknowledge that. I'm not the solution alone. Being the Commissioner of Police is extremely powerful. I need to share that power. Within the police force, it's all our officers. One person can make a difference, and it can start with me. And I need to share that power across the community and change thinking, because I cannot accept the status quo.
Inanunsyo rin ng NT Police na magkakaroon sila ng anti-racism strategy na pamumunuan ng Arente lawyer and former police officer na si Leon Little.
And we know it's going to take time to rebuild that trust and get a level of confidence where they know that it's not just words. It'll be looking at what training the officers get to work with Aboriginal people. It'll be looking at how do we assess bias, prejudices and racism in applications for people who want to apply for the police force.
Samantala, ginamit naman na pagkakataon ni Prime Minister Anthony Albanese ang kanyang talumpati sa Garma Festival para ibahagi ang Indigenous Policy Direction ng pamahalaan matapos matalo sa voice referendum noong Oktubre. Determinado ang punong ministro na mapabuti ang resulta ng Closing the Gap bilang paraan sa pagkakaroon ng oportunidad na pang-ekonomiya at ang paglipat sa renewable energy. Narito ang kanyang naging panayam mula sa NITV.
So we've had a $4 billion commitment to remote housing here in the Territory. If you don't have a secure roof over your head, you're not going to get successful education outcomes, and there'll be health impacts as well. So we're working right across the framework, with economic empowerment being the key to that long-term sustainability, but also how do we improve education outcomes, how do we close the gap when it comes to health outcomes.
Samantala, ikinagalak naman ni Professor Peter Yu, isang Yawuru man mula Broome sa Western Australia na nagsusulong ng social at cultural at economic advancement para sa mga Aboriginal communities, ang pagbibigay pansin ng punong ministro sa ekonomiya at mga oportunidad dito.
Because we've never had a formal policy framework around the fiscal relationships and about economic empowerment with Aboriginal people in this country ever. This is the first time, so I think in that sense, it's a seismic shift. What are the key levers that need to be pulled now so that we can actually start to do that? Because the environment has changed so dramatically, and to align ourselves with the direction of the national economy is the right thing to do.
At yan ang binong ulat ni Emma Calloway, John Paul Janke at Biwa Kwan para sa SBS News na isinalin sa ating wika. At mapapakinggan muli ang ulat na yan sa ating website sbs.com.au/Filipino.
I-like, i-share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.